Stand on this Georgetown corner for a moment. There is nothing here now that looks like the beginning of anything. Industrial buildings, ordinary streets, the smell of the Duwamish River nearby. This is exactly how origin stories usually look from the outside. In 1916, a 34-year-old timber millionaire named William Boeing had a problem he could not stop thinking about. He had seen his first airplane 7 years earlier at the Alaska-Yukon-Pacific Exposition, and he had been frustrated by it. The planes were flimsy, the workmanship was poor. Boeing was a man who had spent years in the timber business, which meant he understood materials and craft and what it meant to build something that could hold weight and take stress. He was convinced he could do better. So he and a naval engineer named George Westervelt leased a wooden barn on this site, just 50 by 60 feet, nothing remarkable about it from the outside, and they went to work. Everything in that barn was made by hand. The framework was Sitka spruce, chosen for its strength-to-weight ratio. The covering was fabric, stretched and stitched by workers who had learned their trade making furniture or boats or sails, adapting old crafts to a new problem. There was no assembly line. There was no industrial process. There was a small group of people in a wooden barn on a riverbank, figuring out how to build something that had barely existed 10 years before. On June 15, 1916, the B&W seaplane, Boeing and Westervelt, lifted off Lake Union. It flew. The thing they had built in a barn flew. The company that grew out of that moment eventually employed more than 160,000 people. It built the B-17 and the B-29. It built the 707, which changed commercial aviation permanently. It built the Saturn V rocket stages that carried Apollo astronauts to the moon. The barn on this Georgetown corner was the beginning of all of that. In 1975, the actual Red Barn was moved, carefully lifted from this site, and relocated to the Museum of Flight on East Marginal Way, where it now anchors the Aviation History Collection. If you go there, you can walk inside it and see how small it is. The low ceilings, the wooden floors, the modest scale of the place where something enormous began. But this corner is the original address. This is where the Duwamish River was close enough to launch a seaplane. This is where William Boeing stood and looked at a piece of fabric-covered spruce and decided it was good enough to fly. The barn is gone. The address remains. And somewhere in the texture of this ordinary corner, if you pay attention, you might feel the particular gravity of a place where somebody decided to try something that had never been done before.